Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I miss my old life, my pre-epidemic routines. So when the IRS, in a rare show of mercy, gave us 3 more months to file our tax returns this year, I was disappointed. I love the certainty of April 15th. It's when I review my excesses, my mistakes, my goals. I even enjoy filling out the forms, elegant in their tidy simplicity. I've saved almost all of them. I'll never have to write an autobiography. Those 1040s tell the story of my life in cinematic detail. Line 1. Wages, salaries, and tips. Never had much of those till I settled down. My first return was a joint one. We'd just returned from our honeymoon with $26 to our name. But I had a job. I was helping support a wife and a nation. Suddenly, I was an adult. Line 5A, Social Security benefits. I joined that system with my very first paycheck. I may never get back what I put in, but that's okay. A real country takes care of its old, its infirm, its poor. Line 12A, dependents. They came soon enough, 2 of them, in whom my wife and I invested vast hopes and tuitions. We've been more than repaid. Schedule A, itemized deductions. We bought a little house in the country, then an apartment in the city. They still produce mortgage interest and property tax write-offs. But those benefits are far outweighed by the laughter and the memories that echo through those rooms. Schedule C, profit from a business or profession. I was a writer on the side. Never made much money, but finding words to give life meaning gave meaning to mine. Besides, I could write off subscriptions to my favorite newspapers. Form 1041, tax return for estates and trusts. That one hasn't been filed yet. It'll mark the end of my days as a taxpayer. Not looking forward to that, but when it comes, I'll know I've done my job, paid my dues. I'm also not dreading this year's virus-extended July 15th deadline, or the check I may have to write. It's the price we pay, not just for roads, schools, and security, but also for the very idea of a robust republic. Our founding fathers gave us one to maintain. Maybe they knew that right about now, we'd need it more than ever. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.